This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, and for once, Maryland won at the buzzer. They didn't lose at the buzzer. They won at the buzzer. And I got to say, B, I don't know today that I have a greater sense of relief that they did not get knocked out at the buzzer again, or happiness that they won and it's on to the Sweet 16.
I just want to know, what was the sickness you were going to have, because you say you were almost sick?
I definitely wasn't coming if they lost in the first round to Grand Canyon. But, Lamphill, much to your chagrin, they beat the snot out of Grand Canyon. And I am fighting something, for the record, but I'm playing hurt today. Because if I didn't come in today, you guys would give me so much grief. Dude, I'm just so happy that Maryland basketball gets to advance to the Sweet 16, and it's so on brand for Maryland basketball that, like, they're succeeding despite just chaos surrounding the program and this looming threat of the Villanova job. I kind of don't care. I'm resigned to all of that. I just want them to give Florida everything they got Thursday night.
Yep, they're going to have to.
Did you watch?
Just a little.
So that's a no. Did you watch the end?
Yeah.
That's what you needed to watch. Colorado State was great. Colorado State played the game the 12 seed has to have to beat the 4. They shot out of this world. They made a ton of hustle plays, and they were better than Maryland for a lot of that game. There was a point in the second half where I thought Maryland had taken control and this thing had calmed down, and then sure enough, they didn't score like the last 2 minutes of the game. And, dude, when Colorado State had – good for Julian Reese to make those two free throws late. I was very impressed and happy for him. And then Colorado State gets the ball, and that kid Clifford, that should have been ejected in the first half, he makes a really nice pass to the dude on the outside, drills the three. That kid had been killing them. Lake had been killing them all game. The amount of, like, rant – like the – I was just talking to Cakes in the hallway. This kid, Bowen Bourne, he's like 5'8", white dude that looks like a 30-year-old accountant, came in and just dropped 10 points off the bench. he was able to get to the rim whenever he wanted. It was just everything went wrong in that game until the end, and I think your star players have to be stars in the biggest moment. And Queen, one, Willard said, I asked who wanted the ball. He said, give me the bleeping ball. And I loved that he just went to the basket. So many of these guys just stand around and pull up from
dribble, dribble, dribble,
yeah,
shoot.
Right. And he went to the basket, which is the best part of his
game.
That
gives you a double whammy. You could score or get fouled.
Totally.
You know?
You know, a lot of Terps played well. Their whole starting five was in double figures. It's kind of how they work. But it was, golly, they needed that. I think there was no madness, right?
Uh-huh.
There's no big upsets. There's no St. Peter's. There's no Fairleigh Dickinson. And if Maryland had lost, they'd be the one high seed, the one top four seed that loses.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be the conversation rather than now. Dude, when we get to one shining moment, and who knows, there's still a lot of basketball to be played. There's, outside of that Derek Queen shot last night, there's zero memorable moments from the first two rounds. You know, maybe we open the phone lines up for all the people that told us how much better the NCAA tournament is than the NFL playoffs. Because I had a dude at Tapped on Friday after the show when we were just hanging out. He's like, dog, you know you're wrong on that one. I was like, well, I feel pretty good about it right now.
He's crazy as hell. That's what that dude is.
A few things really bothered me from last night. And I try not to be a blame the refs guy. Like, I think in the Commanders' NFC title game loss to the Eagles, the refs weren't great, but they had three turnovers. I guess four at the end of that game. Like, Washington wasn't winning that game. Philly was outrageous, and the refs didn't change it.
Yep.
The refs yesterday changed this damn thing. Have you seen the elbow?
No, I heard you talking about it when you were walking in.
All right, I'm going to show it to you. We're going to get B-Mitch live reaction to this elbow. Here, I'll pull it up on my computer. It'll be better. This dude gets blasted. Dude, Brian, if this happened in the NFL, it would have been an ejection and, like, dude going to the medical tent. And it happened in college basketball, and nobody cared. Here. You see it right here? All right, live reaction from B-Mitch on the elbow. Geronimo.
He completely threw an elbow.
Yo, completely threw
but
an elbow.
But he tried to act like he didn't?
Bro, he wasn't even called for a foul.
The ref didn't see that at all.
Yo, and there's an... and
did they go look at it?
No! They review everything. It takes a half hour for the last 3 minutes of a basketball game and they to review if a basketball goes off some dude's fingernail, and they didn't review that. And they have, like, a spotter.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Like, they have an alternate ref whose job is to be like, yo, fellas, you missed this one. Come over here. It was so egregious and outrageous. I mean, you can hear my voice. It's kind of shot. I was very legitimately pissed off by that. And then the announcers throughout that game, and I like Jalen Rose, and they were so one-sided towards wanting the upset. Like, I get that upsets are a big part of how you sell March Madness, and I get that this is all a giant TV show.
Uh-huh.
But, dude, there's two teams playing, and when they keep being like, oh, it's so crazy, Colorado State hasn't got whistled for any fouls. Yeah, because they're not calling anything on them. It was unbelievable, dude. The same guy.
I can't believe that Maryland guy shows he reacted to it, and they don't go look at it.
He's then on the ground for a while, and eventually he gets up and is like, like, I don't know how Willard wasn't flipping out. I don't know how other teammates weren't flipping out. Like, it's almost like he had to get up and try to shove the guy for it to matter. But he was knocked woozy.
That's crazy.
That was just so egregious. It kind of impacted the whole game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were some calls in the second half. The same kid, yo. And that I don't know anything about Clifford outside of he's a really good basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a NBA player. I mean, he's got a long, lean body. He finished the game with 21 points, 7 boards, 6 assists, including
and one elbow.
And one giant elbow. And, you know, they kept talking about, oh, that's only his first foul. He had what should have been an offensive foul on a drive, And I'm going to show you this one, too. They didn't call this. It was outrageous. And I'll ask the rest of the – you'll love this, though. So Derek Queen had some banger lines after the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was asked, where does the confidence come from to take that shot at the end? And I don't know if he took the question literally or just decided this was his answer. He's like, oh, I'm from Baltimore.
Hey, yo, JP, being someone who, like, went to school with a lot of Baltimoreans, that was the most Baltimore
answer ever.
Like, dog, when I heard it, I felt like, if you from the city of Baltimore, like, you feel the passion. He really was. She goes, yeah, where does the confidence come from? I'm from Baltimore. That's where it come from. That's how much passion, you know, because they say when you walk around Baltimore, you got to be loud, proud, and who you are so you can be heard.
Mm-hmm.
You felt it.
Yeah, I loved it. All right, look at this foul. I tweeted this out. Watch him hook Gillespie.
He hook, he threw him.
Yeah. That's an obvious offensive foul. No whistle. It was all night.
He was getting the NBA treatment right there.
Doug, it was unbelievable.
You get to throw an elbow and a hook and throw? And you don't get a foul?
And, like, isn't the point of being in the Big Ten that the refs give you the favoritism over what conference is Colorado State in? The WAC?
Mountain West.
B-Hawk, as the basketball guy among us, what'd you think of the Terps win?
I love it. Someone's got to beat Florida.
So that is now.
That sounds like you hating right there, B.
Yeah, why are you hating?
I don't think Auburn matches up well with them at all.
Plenty for us to discuss looking ahead. I'm not done looking back yet. I think UConn gave Florida a hell of a run trying to muck it up. I don't think. The Terps aren't that kind of team. Like, if for Maryland to win, for Maryland to beat Florida, they basically need the same game Colorado State played against them. They got to make everything, including the outrageous stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got to get every break, win every hustle point. Sorry, I didn't realize I wasn't in there yet. I was just in the background. I'm now in the stream for all those streaming. The vibes afterwards were so good, and everybody keeps asking about Willard. Is he going to take this Villanova job? I don't mean this rude, but, like, if he's got to take it, he's got to take it. Like, yeah. Okay, he's been here 3 years. Last year, they were really bad. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to flip out. And if Nova wants to go all in, I suppose I can understand why he might want to go there. Because he probably won't have to deal with the push and pull of trying to deal with football budgeting versus basketball budgeting. At Villanova, it's obviously basketball first.
Mm-hmm.
I personally think Willard right now, the reason he's been so public with so many things, is he's got the leverage. He's got
all
the juice to do it.
He has all of it right now.
So that's why you do it. You know what I mean? I don't know that will always work, but right now you've got it. He said the comments about the AD publicly because he clearly knew he was about to go to SMU, and I think he wanted to force the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, all right, dude, yeah, well, he's going to SMU, so we got to figure out who the next AD is. I've gotten a million texts about who it could be. One person explained to me that, like, the college sports model is going to shift from it. One dude is the AD that does athletics, and then one dude is a CRO or chief revenue officer.
Yeah.
So they kind of separate the
money. You got to have those these days.
Yeah, dude. Everything's changing, and you just hope they can stay kind of with the cutting edge. But I thought, B, I think you're definitely going to like this. So Derek Queen, I was really happy and proud of Derek Queen last night because – he's a freshman. It's remarkable. He's got a real baby face,
mm-hmm.
and then he's got braces. Like, he just looks
Like a kid.
If you just saw a picture of his face, you'd think he's 14.
Mm-hmm.
And he happens to be 6'10", right? With incredible feet and handles. But he got asked last night, kind of what Coach Willard does to get this team together.
Mm-hmm. Willard's someone who basketball players listen to, and what has he meant to you guys in the short time he's been with you?
First, he do pay us the money, and then so we got to listen to him, and we all trust him because he's like a player coach, and then he want nothing but the best for us, and he just he coaches hard. He talked to us other than basketball. He's just always there and just want us to win.
First, he give us the money.
Yeah,
like that.
I thought you'd like that one, man. It was such an awesome night. The only thing that's pissing me off now is there are a lot of people out there that you watch the Queen shot. To me, that was a pretty clean two steps.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call that a travel, then you got to start calling travels on like 65% of moves to the basket. Did that look at all like a travel to you?
No. No. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I think three steps is legal now because everybody does it. They do a shuffle and then they take a little extra step every time. I don't understand why people are still talking about stuff like that, like as if it's something that is so egregious. It's not.
That didn't look like a travel to me live, and there are plenty of times. So watching that game last night, the first half was awful, B. They were awful. I mean, they were down like 16 at one point. They went into halftime down 7. And in the first half, I was not impressed with the hustle or physicality of some of the Maryland players.
Mm-hmm.
And I was screaming at my television. And I was screaming some words that little girls don't often hear. And Shelby got like legit upset with me. And so I tried to dial it back a little bit. She's a very
so you were losing it.
She's a very devout Catholic, and taking the Lord's name in vain is a problem. but dude, what was so bizarre is in the second half, Maryland came storming back. At various points, I felt pretty calm, and then at the end, I'm just like completely on edge. And CSU, the kid hits that shot to go up 1, and I just like I kind of felt it coming, honestly, because Maryland. Reese hits 2 free throws to go up 2, and I'm like, all right, like this, they're going to shoot a 3. Like, there's no way they're tying this up. It's either going down or it's not. And they hit that, and I just sunk into my chair. I just sunk. And I was like a human centipede.
Oh,
like, just, and then when Queen hit the shot, I didn't even yell. I just, like, jumped up and stood there in amazement. And it was very, very awesome. It was really, really, really cool. And I'm really happy it happened. Happy for those kids. I mean, the joy they had. And so I did a hit. So AMAC that works here, right? I guess also does like Big Ten radio for Sirius.
Really?
So he asked me to come on this morning. I think he presented me as a reporter, and I just was like, yeah, I'm a fan, dog, but whatever. It was a good interview, I think, I hope. They were kind of asking about what happens next for this Terps team. Like, you know, what are they, how many of these guys are coming back, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't know that anybody knows on any team across the country.
True.
With the portal, dude, everything is year to year. And right now, I think it's probably a 70% chance Willard is sticking around. But maybe he's gone. Like, we don't know anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm just trying to enjoy right now. I know a lot of folks want to talk about this. I'm getting a million responses here. Terps are going to the Sweet 16. Thank freaking God. I could not have handled them losing that way again. Should the kid have been ejected? How bad were the refs? Oh, my mother-in-law called me last night after the game. I have to get this. Joyce is very upset. Charles Barkley does not know Derek Queen's name. He kept calling him Derek McQueen, and it drove my mother-in-law crazy. So, Joyce, I got that on the record. We're going to open these phone lines up. We got Justin Williams talking NCAA tournament at 11. Barry Svrluga joins us at noon. 800-636-1067. Let's go.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Massive Terps win. It's the biggest story in sports in the country because it's the only buzzer beater from the first weekend. I want to know what you think about the elbow. Did Queen travel? Our guy Zeke is in Southeast. We got to meet Zeke last week at TAP. What's up, man? How are you, Zeke? What'd you think of the Turtles?
Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah. Hey, I tell you, man, that TAP experience was awesome. I think you guys ought to do the NBA final and the NHL final at TAP, and we all can have a great time, okay?
I got
you. Also, JP, you know I'm a Turf fan, man, so listen, I'm going to give you a point. Man, that first half, I was screaming, using words like you said that I didn't want to use. But you have to go into a private place like the corner of the basement and let it all out, you know. But at the end, we came out with the victory. That's all that matters, man. The elbow don't matter, which was terrible, you know. But all that matters, we got that victory, man. We're going to the Sweet 16, man. I'm just so excited.
Damn right. All right, thank you, Zeke. Appreciate you, bud.
All right.
That's our guy, Zeke, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You know, elsewhere in the NCAA tournament, I think there's a lot to unpack. But, dude, this haters like this dude, the pinnacle. Mm-hmm. He tweeted me, I don't know how you can stomach watching the Terps. All they got is Queen. They play zero defense. The guard play is horrific. All the guards do is run up to court and jack up bad shots. The coaching is terrible. It's Queen versus everybody. They almost
gave
me a heart attack.
Sweet 16. They're doing something right.
I think they're 29-8 on the season.
Yeah, they're doing something right.
Most of their
he's not looking at the game. He just don't want to give him any credit.
Scarence Terrence. I appreciate this. He said, congrats on the second weekend. I humbly accept I was wrong and was pulling for your Turtles. We had a soda bet. He didn't think Maryland could get this far. All right, so now I previously said I just want them to get to the Sweet 16, right? I've amended that policy. I just don't want to blow out. Like, because Turgeon got to one Sweet 16 and they got smoked by Kansas. I just want a nice competitive game. B-Hawk, what's the line in this thing? I'm sure it's out.
Yeah, I'll find it. I'm going to guess it's like 8.5.
I got it. It sent to me. Okay, I got it. All right. Maryland versus Florida. White Brian said 8.5. What do you think, B? Florida's good.
I would say Florida favored by 7.
6.5.
Closer than Brian.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. And that may have moved some, too, because this was emailed to me last night. But I think
Brian tried to get somebody else to knock Florida out because he don't want to see him.
Clearly. Dude, so Florida-UConn yesterday was a really good game, and Danny Hurley's a hell of a coach. But when Florida, like, it was tight. I thought there was a real chance UConn might win. In my head, I'm like, man, it might be legitimate that Maryland's better facing Florida than UConn. And then the last 2 minutes of that game, Florida showed up. And what's the kid's name that could shoot? You know how Dan Marino's famous for his quick release be? Mm-hmm. They got a kid that has a Dan Marino quick release from three. What's his name, White Brian? Clinton? Clifford? This dude is dangerous. Today we're celebrating last night. Eventually we're going to scout Florida. Give me that kid's name, though, because he's good. But listen to this, B. Maryland, Florida, the total is 155.5.
That's the total?
That's pretty damn high for a college hoops game. You know what the highest of the weekend is?
What?
BYU versus Alabama at 175. That's nuts.
That's going up and down the court, baby.
Hank is in Brandywine. What's up, Hank? What'd you think of that Terp game?
Hey, buddy. Hey, besides the missed elbow and all the other missed calls, how about when they let all the time run off the clock when they were cleaning up under the basket instead of stopping the clock?
Yo.
Maryland lost like 15 seconds.
Dude, it was the end of the first half, and the ball's just Colorado State, I was just talking about these about this. Great call, Hank. I appreciate you, man. End of the first half.
Right,
legitimately, the clock just goes for like 12 seconds. Jeff, did you catch? Jeff's doing phones. It was so ridiculous, man. And
the kid's name is Clayton.
Yeah. He's good, man.
He was 5-8 from 3-point range.
Dog. And he just, he can catch a pass and shoot so fast. He's like Mighty Matt. Like, it's just the speed in which he can move is crazy. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for the Maryland team last night, it was just, I don't know that you would describe anybody was great, but enough of them did enough. I was just talking to Valdez in the other little studio. And basically, the way he described it was perfect, is Colorado State played this, like, kind of low-key, dirty Eastern European basketball where they're, like, kind of always stepping on your foot and trying to push you over and, like, get a little bump into you before the free throw is out. You know what I mean? Like, it was just
– a lot of coaches teach that type of stuff.
Dude, I'm not mad at them.
If you just step on somebody's toe, they're not calling the foul.
Right. Especially because when you're going up for a rebound.
If I step on your toe and I piss you off, you eventually do something stupid.
Maryland
kept it cool.
They never did it, yeah. G, what up, man? What'd you think of the Terps?
Maryland. Hello?
G, you're up, bud. You there?
Hey, look, tell all them haters, don't worry about it. Maryland in the Sweet 16. We doing it.
We damn
in the
right.
Sweet 16. You tell all them people, how many calls they think they'll miss in the NC tournament? It's called the Magic. They gonna miss some calls. So tell all them, don't cry, wipe their eyes, and tell them, watch Maryland, move on. Peace and love, baby.
All right, brother.
I like that call, G.
Who's that, Rev G?
Yo, where is Rev T? We haven't heard from him in forever. Andrew is in Arlington. Drew, what'd you think of the Terps, man?
Hey, I'm coming at you guys from a little bit of a different angle. I'm a Duke fan, but it made me happy to see the Terps get the dub last night. I miss that rivalry. It's something that I grew up watching. So I was happy for my Terps. A lot of my buddies are Terps fans. And, you know, that the travel call, I think, you know, you're forcing the ref in a tough position there ultimately. And what a shot at the end of the day. I had very few I didn't think that was going to drop, but hell of a shot by Queen.
Hell of a shot by Queen. You can tell we're living in a new phase of life when Duke fans are happy for Maryland fans for winning.
Yeah, they're playing against you. Wait till the week they play you.
Since we're cooking this year, but yeah, I would love to see a Maryland-Duke final ultimately.
Well, Doug, I'm pretty sure you would have seen Maryland-Duke Sweet 16 game if Coach K didn't call the committee and switch Maryland to the West bracket, Arizona to the East bracket.
Yeah, I was surprised to see you guys out there. They hooked Duke up in Raleigh. So, there's always something going on behind the scenes.
If this was – listen, I'm very excited to play Florida. San Francisco is going to rock. You know my buddy Rudy? You met my buddy Rudy? Rudy's crazy ass was in Seattle for those games.
Wow.
I am confident he's going to San Fran for those games.
Should make it out there, dog.
The thought has crossed my mind. Do you remember previously? I was like, nah, man, I'm not going. The thought has crossed my mind.
Uh-huh.
My wife, Lauren, asked me last night, are you going to go?
Probably your wife actually that you just got to go, dog. If you didn't say yes, then you messed up.
I leave for owner's meetings on Sunday. I don't know, man. My kids like having me around. I don't know. Like, if I watch the game with my
talk
daughter.
Talk yourself out of it.
I don't know. I'm not ruling it out. I haven't. Should we check real quick what a flight costs? Google Flights. Andrew, thank you, bud. I didn't realize you're still there. San Francisco. All right.
Let me see. You on kayak.
When would I go, B? Go. I guess
when
I got to go.
Game?
Game is Thursday night, 7:30.
So you probably have to go Thursday.
All right. Just two nights. Maybe I'll stay with Willie. Are you moved?
Willie is
Has
already
moved
gone,
yet?
Bro. Willie is in Louisiana now on his way to he's done. He's not there anymore.
All right. Nonstops only. We're not stopping. This train don't stop. All right, that's actually quite affordable. $350 on United. Get some points. All right, might have to examine this further. It's just such a long flight, dude. It's weird. Maryland fans and Duke fans coexisting, cats and dogs. Nolan is in Annapolis. What's up, Nolan?
What's up, JP? What's up, B. Mitch?
What's up, brother?
I know it's not Thursday, but bleep that Duke fan. He don't get any happiness from us. And I tell you what, Arkansas is probably going to win. We're going to beat Florida. We're going to catch Michigan State in the Final Four and Duke in the national championship, and we're going to take them down. How about them Terps? Go Derek Queen, baby.
I love that call. All right, Nolan, appreciate your energy, dog. We can open the phones up just to the entire bracket.
I don't know.
It's been kind of disappointing.
Is that game this Thursday or next Thursday?
Thursday night. Maryland?
I don't know what flight you looked at. Did you change the dates to those dates? Or did you look and see something from what it automatically gave you in April?
I thought I just did it.
Because I'm looking at United flights right now at $8,000.
Well, that would change the equation. Yeah, you know what? I searched for April 17th.
I'm thinking like, bro, there is no
what
way.
What is this? This Thursday is March 27th,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I just looked at that.
Okay. Now
it's $1,000-something bucks, bro.
That's a little different. That's a little different. All right, nonstops.
It probably yeah, more that's,
that. I could get it for $1,200 on Alaska, Alaskan Air. Yeah, I don't think I'm going. Unless.
Hey, soon as you said it, I'm thinking to myself, there is no way possible that ticket is $300-something bucks.
Now, I think if NBC4 wanted me to go, might change things. Yeah. But I think for Channel 4, especially because we're traveling to owners' meetings next week, like we go Sunday, and that's always a big deal. And I think, obviously, if they get to the Final Four, I'm going one way or another. I said I wasn't going, I'm not going, B. Now, should a private aviation option open its doors? That'll be a little different.
Hey.
That'll be a little different. You are listening to B. Mitch and Finley. Coming up at 11 a.m., we're going to talk NCAA hoops with Justin Williams. We're going to get Lamphill's first and second round of the tournament review coming up because I know he loves college basketball, and I know he loves when the top teams just win and there's no major upsets. Tonight, B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I just got some great news, B. Oregon covered. I went to bed. They were getting their ass kicked. Your boy had a good day. Yeah, but depends. You know, there's a number of different websites that work, but on one of them, your boy had a hell of a day yesterday. Guess what my only loss was yesterday?
What was it?
Turtles.
didn't cover?
I took the Terps to cover, whatever, it's Friday at MGM, and I was like, all right, well, they covered and they won, so I'm at least going to try it again. I think I like Maryland getting the points against Florida. It's testy. We're going to deal with that later. All in all, though, I mean, we could just run through it. White Brian's Auburn Tigers are playing a 5 seed in Michigan. That's no gimme, White Brian.
Not at all.
Ole Miss is among the lower seeds that got through. They're a 6. That dude Chris Beard could coach.
The SEC got 7 teams. In the final 16.
I thought it was 6. Is it 7?
7.
So
Kentucky and Wisconsin are both SEC teams.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right, let's count the SEC. Auburn.
Florida. Tennessee.
Auburn, Ole Miss. Florida. Arkansas. They got a full matchup, Tennessee versus Texas.
Yeah.
And then Bama.
Yeah.
Okay. Bama looks good. Bama's They got pushed by Robert Morris. They beat the hell out of St. Mary's. Sparty versus Ole Miss is going to be a really interesting game because Izzo's guys, honestly, it was the biggest concern I had with St. John's. People were so excited about this like deep St. John's run. They can't shoot. You got to be able to shoot in the tournament.
Yeah.
And Izzo's guys have a little bit of that, but they're just so loaded and can send them at you in waves. BYU, B, have you watched any BYU?
Not really.
They got a team full of dudes.
That are probably 45 years old.
Maybe, but that are very hateable. They play a very hateable, like, they go up-tempo and just want to shoot threes, and I'm cool with that. But there's a lot of extra, like, Colorado State is a homeless man's version of BYU. Colorado State does a lot of extra, and then BYU is a well-paid, like, their NIL is through the roof.
BYU?
The Mormons got cash, baby. and they just, like, are full of dudes doing extra stuff. I don't know. Brian, what's your take on BYU? They're good, though. They could actually take out Bama. But, dude, the highest seed going to the Sweet 16 is Arkansas at 10. And Arkansas is coached by John Calipari and probably has two pro players at least.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is a chalky-ass bracket. A lot of people aren't happy about that. And the thought process is in a transfer portal and then NIL have kind of ruined the mid-majors because if any kid is good, he's gone.
He's gone. Hey.
But my counter to that is you still need the kid to be good for a year, and then he's gone.
Yeah.
But, like, that could have happened this year.
Yeah.
I don't know. White Brian, I know you're a college hoops head. What'd you think of the first two rounds?
I didn't love them, but I'm excited about the matchups we have for the rest of the tournament.
Yeah, I mean, all these matchups look like bangers, right? Are you nervous about Michigan? I think you should be.
Mainly because Danny Wolf knocked out Auburn with Yale last year, and now he's at Michigan.
Oh, the big guy? Auburn hasn't played that well,
about him?
Dude.
They found it in the second half against Creighton. That looked like the number one ranked team that I saw.
It's interesting. I'm saying Auburn hasn't played that well. They won their first one by 20 and their second one by 12. So if they have found it, as White Brian suggests.
It could be a problem.
Yeah, that could be tough. Duke looks pretty damn good. Duke could have scored 130 on Mount St. Mary's if they chose to. Shout out to Mount St. Mary's.
Pull back on them a little bit.
But then they beat Baylor. So we did some bike riding yesterday. Trying to get Ainsley riding her bike without training wheels. She's an opinionated young woman.
but look, like, who her daddy is.
Oh, my God. But so the Duke game was on, and I was kind of going in and out, checking on it. And so I went in at, like, the 10-minute into the game mark, and it was pretty tight. It was, like a point or two. I think Baylor might have even had the lead. Then I went in, and it was halftime, and Duke was up 12. Duke ended up winning that thing, and I think Baylor's pretty good and well-coached. Duke won by 23. Duke just put it on them. Arizona-Oregon was a good game. I went to sleep thinking that bet was over, and sure enough, it wasn't. BYU-Wisconsin might have been, until the Maryland game, the only games that were good were UConn and Florida and BYU-Wisconsin. Wisconsin, I don't know how they got in it at the end. That kid, Tanjay on Wisconsin, is really good. It's a shame he'll be out of the tournament. But BYU's got some ballers. Bama just had too much for St. Mary's. New Mexico, Michigan State was kind of good. But a lot of the games just were duds. Like Texas Tech Drake does nothing for me. Arkansas St. John's was the one everybody was excited because it was Calipari versus Patino. And Arkansas controlled that thing the whole time. Were you surprised? St. John's is the biggest seed to go down at this point.
I wasn't surprised at that. Yeah, two great coaches that were going after each other.
Yo, where are our brackets? We got to grade our brackets.
They're right here.
White Brian, start grading in the break, dude. We need
I'm cooked. I had Gonzaga in the Final Four.
Well, I'm not saying just yours. I'm saying all of them.
Yeah, all of them.
And give us a leaderboard.
Or I let Chris do it Thursday.
Thursday's too far away. We need to know now.
No, we ain't going to know right now. You going to do him?
White Brian's going to do him.
Brian ain't going to do him.
Yeah, he is.
He trying to look up something to make Auburn win again.
What? We're going to get an updated bracket sheet. When we come back, Justin Williams joins the program.